Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, today, we've got something interesting. This comes straight from the courts. From the courts. Husbands taking their wives' surnames. Romantic, weird, or just confusing? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong. You're completely wrong. Today we're talking about older generation. Traits or habits of Gen Z?
Run with it.
Do you find
run with it.
Admirable? That's what we are talking about. When you look at Gen Zs, whether you're a Gen X, whether you're a millennial.
I think I was trying to avoid that topic.
I agree. So digital natives, Gen Z, is the first generation to grow up with internet, making them adept at navigating digital landscapes. But there are those things that they do that are quite admirable. Don't tell us about the negative things. Wonderful things that they do that they admire. Also financial savviness. Apparently, they are more financial fit.
Apparently.
Who? The Gen Z.
They are proactive about financial planning.
Which is positive.
Yes. Social responsibility. They've got a neck to care a bit more. So they are going out. They are helping. These are Gen Zs that are connected to their communities. And, of course, entrepreneurial spirit. These people are shapeshifters. They are coming up with business concepts. They are really digging deep. They are in a league of their own when it comes to new business ideas. Hence, their entrepreneurial spirit is such a big thing right now. So, 0636880959, what do you admire about Gen Zs? As a Gen X, as a millennial, whether you're Gen Y, PQ, doesn't matter. If you're before Z, what do you admire about them?
I admire how they document things. I think with our generation, we don't have... We do have people that document easily.
Sure.
But looking right now, we're doing shows.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, it's young people that know how to shoot this thing, edit it. Now. Mm-hmm. Praskumba will give you your 20 seconds right now to post tomorrow morning. Then don't have to do 23, 21 most.
Yeah.
But how they do things. And look at social media. They're on social media so much that they have turned social media to us to be business.
It's a business, yeah.
And they taught me that out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Both like social media right now, you'll see a lassies.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a young kid that is telling stories. You know, you said 10, but 11.
Okay.
11 has a crazy mind that has stories for days.
Uh-huh.
So I watch 11 and I laugh. I'm like, this boy is documenting whatever that is going through right now. And in the next few years, who knows? Someone might buy it or I'm 11 and make a series.
Yeah. Atlanzito, what do you
be
admire
positive
about Gen Z's? Be positive.
Okay, I don't admire much.
Oh, cheapers.
But I can tell you one thing about them. They are totally a different generation in that they are not easily intimidated.
Okay.
They can express themselves,
uh-huh,
whether to their bosses or their parents. If they're not happy about something, they will express it.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, most of them actually help the community.
Yeah.
They go out of their way to help the community. And they're sharp. They are smart.
They think on their feet.
Yeah, they think on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's...
That's all you can conjure up.
That's a lot, eh? No, I've said a lot. I mean, the fact that they're brave... I mean, you must remember some of us growing up, we used to have so much respect for white people. Be intimidated, thinking that, you know...
We still do.
They're perfect.
We still
Whereas
do.
The Gen Z are like, what?
You are white. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm
black.
Just happy
I'm black, so...
So,
yeah.
That's what I appreciate about them. No, I do appreciate them.
So,
and if you gave me a platform to say other things that are out, obviously,
there is no platform out, for that.
So
there
we'll have a future.
No,
we will have a.
There's no platform.
We will have a day
no,
where.
We won't. No,
we're not gonna have an. Is
no,
this done?
This is done. There's no.
We're just doing positive.
There's no part. Hey,
I'm a Gen Z. I'm a Gen Z. You are very like.
The one thing I like about Gen Zs, right, is how they put older people in their places.
Yeah, of course.
I love that about them because we grew up in an era where Mutumkhulu is always right.
Hey.
They are like, not here, not ever. Wrong is wrong. Wrong doesn't have age.
Hey.
And I think that is something that is so important. They are so amazing at doing this that even Bontate, and I'm not trying to be controversial, but Bontate by long hore, they think they can date Gen Zs. Like, they don't care for anything. If it's what they want, they're going to do.
Baba Bonsa spoke Jean
Baba Heda.
So even in relationships, if they are dating a 60-year-old, and 60-year-old in a hana orifili, ne? In a orifili,
is that negative, Skumba? What you saying?
Positive.
Mamela, mone. Mamela.
Ah, you've lost the
they
plot.
They are solving our problems.
Gen Z's dating 60-year-olds. Now what I know about
how
Gen Z's,
negative,
like,
though?
If they oh, get introduced to you by their parents, they'll just look high.
Yeah. I'll call you chief.
Utumbulisile wanumhlan.
But anyway, you guys don't want to take my point.
23 minutes.
You are brave. We love it. We love it.
They say when something is bugging them, you know, yes, sometimes my generation is like, oh my gosh, could you stop being so sensitive? But I think it's an admirable trait, rather, to be able to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this and I don't want it to happen. So
yeah.
I really admire the fact that they're comfortable enough to set boundaries. And I want to say, I think we as Gen Xers and millennial parents deserve a pat on the back because we have made them feel safe enough to be able to set those boundaries. So I think we did something right.
Yeah, but they intimidate us, guys, to be quite honest. And like una 15 and they look 24. But it's no muya la pay Ferrari.
On Sunday.
One thing I admire about them, you know, they question. They question, they ask questions. Yes, sometimes they do ask the wrong ones, but they know how to do something that they will understand or that they understand. They don't just do something for fun most of the time, you know. Tina Skulus challenge, you good, hi, umfaza, raidli, ngamentloko. They want to know why, what happened, you know. They want to know for what reason. Intombazana idla makhanda. They want to know, they wenze njani ukuthi intombazana ingadla makhanda gogo, which gives them information as to why would you deprive a child that.
Yabona mina, I admire these young people. Yabona labantwana labane abayihlaleli nonsense emshadweni or ku relationship angeke bayibona isethi ukuthi late not going to work baphuma. Thina kwathiwa bekezela. So bekezele wabekezela bakushiye kunjalo. Yabona bona waqala wayenza amantwa into ayi vela phume fast ku. That's what I love about them. Abayihlaleli nonsense, ababekezeleli nonsense, ababekezeleli abuse. Any form of abuse abayibekezeleli.
What I admire the most about Gen Z is their lingo, their slangs, no cap,
beat,
stand, cop, and the likes. And bear in mind that they do not stay there for long, those slangs. They change fast, they change too quick. The Gen Zs are fast.
Like piano.
But you clock it. Namangas in the handshake, you know, to give me clock it. This is what you do when you say clock it.
Okay, so you put your index finger and your middle.
Clock it.
Oh, a thumb and your.
Clock it.
What is clocked?
What is clock?
Clock what?
Like, do it.
Like, no, it's like. Sharp.
put a stamp on it.
Yes, come on now. Yeah.
Eh?
Hola.
I'm a change.
It's like affirmation.
Hola.
Ah, clock it.
Clock it.
We have a sinase what you go. But did you die?
Hi, K959. My name is Leah, and I'm here to tell you that you guys are using Clock Kid wrong, because you have to say it when you're congratulating yourself or you're congratulating someone else. Bye, K959.
Siyazi iphoyisa uthisha unesi bese masukwenze kakhulu ukuthi we udokotela noma uyiloya hayi lalela labantwana basibonisa ukuthi umuntu omnyama uyakwazi uku drive i-aeroplane labantwana basibonisa ukuthi umuntu omnyama uyakwazi ukuba i-scientist hey nini hey hayi labantwana laba bathatha imfundo bayibeka kwenye level I don't care who says what bayafunda labantwana laba bayafunda they like bashintshe yonke into around imfundo.
So that's what happens when you give people equal opportunities.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
When the world opens, all that are keen will march on.
100%. Our kids now, they need to dominate tennis. They need to dominate swimming.
Yeah, I agree.
On Chaloy.
Fully.
Yeah.
So the young kid that says we're using Clock It wrong, we are actually not using it wrong, because that when you congratulate,
yes,
and we said it is for affirmation.
Affirmation.
So young man,
the kids are right.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Omoto and Skumba,
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.